أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يضلل الله فما له من ولي من بعده. وترى الظالمين لما رأوا العذاب يقولون هل إلى مرد من سبيل. وتراهم يعرضون عليها خاشعين من الذل ينظرون من طرف خفي. وقال الذين آمنوا إن الخاسرين الذين خسروا أنفسهم وأهليهم يوم القيامة ألا إن الظالمين في عذاب مقيم. وما كان لهم من أولياء ينصرونهم من دون الله ومن يضلل الله فما له من سبيل. صدق الله العظيم. As we discussed for the last 2 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the qualities that we should have in order to gain success in the everlasting bliss of the hereafter, the everlasting ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about those who are not fortunate to have that iman, the qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about. Allah says, وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ مِنْ بَعْدِ. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not show the path, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had led astray, فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ مِنْ بَعْدِ, then for such a person, there is no wali, there is no guardian besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Once a person has been shown the path by Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran or the other revelations in the past before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or the Anbiya before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly showed the path. But when a person closed his heart, he closed his mind, he closed his ears and his eyes to the truth, then that person obviously will not see the path, and thereafter he will have no guardian, he will have no one to guide him, he will have no one to see to his affairs. That is in this world also, at the time of mouth and in the hereafter. But more especially with regards to the hereafter, وَتَرَى الظَّالِمِينَ لَمَّا رَأَوُ الْعَذَابِ. And you will see when the ظَالِمِينَ, when the disbelievers see the adab, they see the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is in the hereafter, يَقُولُونَ هَلْ إِلَى مَرَدٍ مِّن سَبِيلٍ. They will say, is there any return? Is there any way we can be sent back and go back to this world? This whole world, they were asking, مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ. When is the day of Qiyamah going to come? When is the day, when is the hour, the appointed hour going to come? They spend their whole lives doing that, and then when the day of Qiyamah really comes, then they will want to come back to this world, but obviously that is too late. وَتَرَاهُمْ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيْهَا خَاشِعِينَ مِنَ الظُّلِّ يَنْظُرُونَ مِنْ طَرْفٍ خَفِيٍ. And you will see them at the time when they are presented upon the adab of the day of Qiyamah, of the hereafter, خَاشِعِينَ مِنَ الظُّلِّ, humiliated, totally disgraced. In other words, at that time they will realize that they have lost, they will realize that there is absolutely no hope of any success, and it will be humiliation upon humiliation, disgrace upon disgrace. يَنْظُرُونَ مِنْ طَرْفٍ خَفِيٍ. They would have lowered their eyes and they will be looking with the corner of their eyes, stealthily, trying to see around what is really happening to them. In other words, on that day, they will have no face and they will never be able to lift their eyes up like how they had done so with arrogance and pride in this material world. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And those who had brought iman, they believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The iman was also perfect. The quality of the iman, the standards of the iman was high. They will say, the real and true loser is that person who has lost himself and his family on the day of Qiyamah. In this world, we speak about winning and losing insofar as business is concerned. We speak about winning and losing insofar as life in itself is concerned. A winner is the person in this world who has been successful in the acquisition of material wealth. A winner may be in sports, the different forms of winning that we will have, but the real and true win will be that person who has gained entry into Jannah. The real and true loss is the person who has lost himself on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, he did not gain Jannah. And the very sad thing is that when one person loses in the Akhirat and he misguided his family and they also followed suit, so they will also be the losers on the day of Qiyamah. Allah, inna al-zalimina fi adhabin muqeem. Allah says, listen, certainly the wrongdoers, the sinners, the transgressors, the disbelievers, they will be in a permanent punishment of the hereafter. In other words, never to end, never to diminish, never to lighten insofar as its intensity is concerned. It will continue and continue. وَمَا كَانَ لَهُم مِّنْ أَوْلِيَاءَ يَنصُرُونَهُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ. There will be no supporters for them. There will be no bosom friends for them. يَنصُرُونَهُم, who will be able to help them. Now here in this world, somehow in some way, somebody helps somebody. Somebody goes out to look for help when they are in trouble. But on the day of Qiyamah, who can we ask for help on that day? There is absolutely no one else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is only one helper, there is only one guardian. So the intellectual thing to do is in this world, let us try and make ourselves understand. We need to bring this iman, we need to bring the yaqeen that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the helper. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is the guardian. It is none but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that will rescue us in this world and rescue us in the hereafter. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهِ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not shown the path, whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has deviated, فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ, there is no path for that person, there is no road for that person. We can only move forward when there is a road. And if the road is closed, then we cannot go forward. We perhaps can open that road. But when there is absolutely no road, then where are we going to go to and how are we going to go? And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again very briefly paints the picture of those who in this world denied Allah, disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, transgressed the laws of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.